Recent reporting suggests Florida's trial judges are more likely to give harsh sentences to people of color. Now, two Florida lawmakers want the state to begin tracking the sentences handed down as a way to stamp out disparities. I'm Nick Evans. The Sarasota Herald-Tribune spent much of last year developing a report on disparities in the sentences handed down by Florida's courts. In some counties, people of color face significantly more time in jail or on probation. Jacksonville Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson says it's a long-standing problem in the state.
Many legislatures, I think, in Florida in particular, have tried to grapple with disparity in sentencing, particularly as it relates to African Americans and people of color, which is why they came up with the point scoring system.
That system was built to provide an objective measure of a person's criminal record. The problem is, even with the same points, defendants of color often receive harsher treatment.
Those defendants who are African American tend to receive more time in prison and or more time on probation, which is troubling for all of us.
That's Keone McGee, a Miami Democrat in the House who's teamed up with Gibson to address the problem.
What this bill seeks to do is simply say to the legislature, put everything online. Put it into one place where the public can see it.
The report Gibson and McGee are proposing would come out annually, and it would include every criminal sentence handed down, the presiding judge, and demographic information about the defendant.
I have a voting record, and every other elected official has a record that people can look at. And so we should look at what our judges are doing. Are they truly unbiased? And if they're not, then we need to do something about it.
Their report would serve as grounds for dismissing a judge from a case if discriminatory sentencing can be proven. But other than that, the proposal is simply data collection. And Gibson is quick to point out the goal is not to punish the judiciary.
Sometimes you just need to look at yourself to see if you do have a bias. It may be hidden to you if you don't have that data collection in front of you.
Florida State University law professor and former president of the American Bar Association, Sandy Dallenbert, isn't ready to take a position on the legislation. But he says the idea of annual reporting is probably a good one.
You know, honestly, to call it a justice system is pretty hard in the face of what the Herald Tribune turned up. And so the idea of OPAGA looking at sentencing does not offend me at all.
In the House, the measure will start off in the Criminal Justice Subcommittee, but it has yet to be placed on the agenda. In the Senate, the proposal hasn't gotten committee assignments yet. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.